This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So here is an interesting employment conundrum. The fourth largest bank in this country, Wells Fargo by name, can't seem to find anybody who wants to run it. The top job has been open for more than 2 months, ever since former CEO Tim Sloan resigned in March, the second Wells CEO to leave in less than 3 years. And the Wall Street Journal reported this morning the top candidates have dropped out of the hunt because sometimes a plum job might not be, as Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
A lot of us would probably take the $15+ million salary that the CEO of Wells Fargo will likely draw. But Alex Thompson at executive search firm Odgers Bernstein says most of us probably aren't right for the job.
I mean, there are only a few people who can run a 260,000 employee, you know, 70 million customer worldwide bank. So finding that person right from the get-go is not easy.
Those people are already making a lot of money in other jobs that don't have the headaches that Wells does. Regulators have cracked down after employees created fake accounts and charged unnecessary fees. The past two CEOs have resigned after facing scathing questions from Congress. This isn't your typical executive search, according to Robin Farricone at compensation consultancy Ferient Advisors.
I think they do have to offer premium.
And if that doesn't work to attract a CEO with a proven track record, Wells Fargo is going to need to turn to the second string.
It's somebody who may be one level below that, but has shown tremendous capability in terms of leading an organization and executing change.
And there, troubled companies may find plenty of potential candidates, says Thompson at Odgers Bernstein.
For some people, that's the challenge. Because if you do create shareholder value and end up as a success, you know, you really have branded your career in a really positive way.
The downside of picking a second stringer is that it's a big risk for a company that's already in trouble. Wells Fargo declined to comment for this story. I'm Ben Bradford from Marketplace.